Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on a couple of different ending blend sounds. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. Right, so I can read it. And I'll write so you can read it. And then go ahead and put down your pencil. You know we're going to color first. There is a lot going on in this kitchen. So, and I see something I don't like to see in my kitchen. I see ants. Okay, so I want to talk to you about the ending blend of NK. Sometimes it's hard to hear the N and the K together. So I'm going to start with one that I think we can hear a little bit clearly. So if you look at your picture, you're going to see a fish tank in the picture. Do you see the tank? That has an NK ending blend. Tank. There's an NK. So let's look at the tank and let's color. Well, obviously the water, we're going to color it. What color? Let's color it blue. I know water's clear, but for our picture. And then let's color like the rocks and the seaweed green and gray and stuff. So blue water, gray rocks, green seaweed. Ready? Go. Was that too much at one time? Let's start with the gray rocks. Gray rocks. If you don't have a gray, you can use your pencil. Okay. Gray rocks. There's two of them. Okay. Green seaweed. There's four of them. Or plants. Whatever you want to call them. I'm going to call it seaweed in our tank, which has an NK ending blend. Okay. Now let's color the water. I'm going to use my bluish, greenish, blue, whatever. Find some blue crayon and color the water blue all around the rock and stuff. So tank, it ends with an NK sound. It's the ending blend tank. You can kind of hear that nk, nk. You hear that? That's an ending blend. We will never start a word with nk. It's just not going to happen. We're not going to have one. But it ends a lot of words. For example, tank. For another example, you know, an army tank. You know, that can run over a bunch of stuff. Okay. Put down your crayon. Let's color the trim of our tank. There's some trim at the very top. Let's color that orange. Why not orange? I can't find my orange crayon. Well, there we go. The trim, the rectangular sparta. The rectangular part at the top. Can't speak correctly. Okay, put down that orange crayon. We're going to look for another word that has that NK sound. Tank. Tank. Nk. All right, and it is sink. Sink has the NK. I don't know why I'm saying it sink, but I am. So there are two sinks in our picture. See them at the top? Let's color the faucets. You know, the handles and where the water comes out of. Let's color those gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, please use your pencil. So we'll color, there's two of them. They're side by side. We've got faucet handles for hot and cold. And then we have the faucet that the water comes out of. Sink has the NK like tank. You hear the nk. At the end of the word, it's an ending blend. Now let's color the rest of the sink. We can color the inside of the sink gray too. We'll say it's made out of steel. Color the rest of that sink on the inside gray. If you don't have gray, use your pencil. But then let's color the rest of this cabinet brown. The whole cabinet, the drawers, the doors, you know, let's just color it all brown. So, and go around those ants. Uh-oh. So, sink ends the same way as tank. Has an ending blend of N-K. Oh, there's some ants down at the bottom, too. Ay, ay, ay. This was my kitchen. I would not be happy. Sink. Now, if I change the S in sink, and I change it, I'm going to make a nonsense word for you. And oh no, I'm not. I'm not. And I changed it to what would we have? Instead of sync, we would have link. Link. I am going to link up with my friend. I have these chains in my classroom that link together. We can make chains out of them. It's fun. My kids like them. Okay. I'm almost done with the whole brown cabinet. There's a little bit over by the boy's shoulder. Get that too. Get that brown. Go around the ants if you can. Okay. Take two more seconds. Two. One. So sink and tank. Have that in K. Here's another one. It rhymes with sink and link. It's drink. Drink has that NK at the end. Do you see the boy? He is having a drink with a straw. Let's color his straw any kind of red. I'm going to use my red violet because it's a little bit sharper of a point on my crayon. And then let's color what he's drinking. The container, it kind of looks like apple juice or orange juice. Let's color it orange. Let's make it orange juice. Drink ends the same way as sink and link. It has that NK blending sound at the end of the word. Drink. Nink. It's got that nink sound. Okay. And then next to the boy who is having a drink, we have a little girl with a chocolate chip cookie, and she is dunk. She is going to dunk that cookie in her milk, probably. Dunk has an NK sound at the end, too. Dunk. You can hear the nk. It's fun to say. All right, let's give her, for the liquid in her, let's make it chocolate milk. So use your brown crayon and make that chocolate milk. She's going to dunk that chocolate chip cookie into chocolate milk. And then go ahead and color the cookie brown too for chocolate chip in chocolate milk. My, my, she must be liking some chocolate to dunk. And then he is having a drink. And then the sink is in the kitchen with the tank. These are all words that have the ending blend in K. But now I want us to practice a new ending blend. And there's some objects in your pictures that have it. For example, do you see the plant? Does that end with our NK, plant? No, it ends with our NT, NT, plant. Let's color the plant pot, the pot, purple. And then, of course, we will color our leaves. What color? Yes, we'll color them green. Let's make it a healthy plant. So plant has an ending blend of N-T, plant, plant. Okay, I'm starting on my leaves. I'm making them green and healthy. Plant has the ending blend of N-T. We're not going to start a word with N-T. N-T doesn't work. But we can end words with NT. We have some other objects in here we're going to look at too. Now, do you see some soil in the pot of this plant? The dirt, let's color that brown because that's not going to be purple or green. Okay, got it. All right, got it. Do you have it? Perfect. Okay, there is another object in our picture that ends the same way as plant. You might have seen them already. There's a lot of them. And has that NT sound. Ay, ay, ay. Let's color our ants black. We'll make them be black ants. Do your best. I know they're little. Ant ends the same way as plant, and they rhyme. The ant is going to the plant. The ant is going to the plant. The plant doesn't want the ant anywhere near. Don't forget to color the ants on top of the sink. There's two of them up there. Yikes. Okay, ant. You can hear the NT, ant. Okay, put down your black crayon. There's another object in our picture with the same ending sound as plant and ant. It is paint, paint, nt. Got that NT ending blend. Okay, do you see the paint can next to the tank on the table? It's next to the fish tank. Okay, let's color that paint can yellow. Color that paint can yellow, even the paint inside. This is a yellow can of paint. 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 Has that NT ending sound. Okay, two more seconds, two, one, and then do you see the paint can on top of the table? All right, let's color the paint can. Let's do orange. Orange, the can and the paint spilling over the edge. Paint ends the same way as plant and ant. What about pant? Pants. Yeah, that ends with an NT. Okay, take two more seconds for your orange paint. Two, one. There's one more object on the table. It's a bunch of coins. And if I were to count it, if I said that those were pennies, I would say I have, I don't know, 14 cents. It's a cent. Cent has an NT ending sound. Let's color those gray. Let's not make them pennies. Maybe they're quarters. But when you have change, it's a cent. There's also cent, like, I sent you a letter. Another word that ends with our NT is bent. Bent. He bent it. You cannot bend. You cannot bend. I just changed it. He bent the cent. Uh-oh. Two more seconds. Two. One. Let's pick up our pencil and do some work at the bottom of our paper. Okay. We're going to look at number one. And we're going to go across. And we're going to look for pictures that end the same way as our NK ending blend. So we're looking for words, pictures that end the same as tank and drink and dunk. We're looking for the NK ending sound. So let's look at number one. She looks like this is what she is trying to wink. Wink. Does that end with our NK? Yes. Circle the girl that is trying to wink. What about hand? Nope. What about tank? Yes, we know that one because we already did tank. Plant. Does that end with our NK? Plant. Nope. What about count? Nope. Ring? No. Okay, this time we're going to go back and we're going to put a square, not a circle. We're going to draw a square around the pictures that end the same way as plant and paint and scent. All right, so go back to number one. We circled the girl. What about hand? Does that end with our NT? Hand. Nope. We already circled tank. What about plant? Yes, we know that one. We already did our plant. That's a different plant, but we already did it. Okay, what about the boy who will count? Does that end with our NT, count? Yes, circle the boy who will count. What about, I said circle, didn't I? I meant for us to draw a square around those. Oh, well, silly Mrs. Oldham. What about ring? No. Okay, so let's check. You should have put a circle around the girl who is trying to wink. You should have put a circle around the fish tank. You should have put a circle around the plant, and you should have put a circle around the boy who is trying to count. Okay, next time we'll put a square around our pictures. I don't know. I got distracted. Okay, let's go down to number two. Let's read that word. It's scent, scent, scent. Will you trace the circle around the NT ending blend? It ends with our NT like paint, count. Okay, scoot over. We have the S-E. Let's put our N-T. That's our ending blend. N-T. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. S-E-N-T. N-T. Check it. You should have S-E-N-T. Okay, let's look at number three. It has tank. Tank. Has our NK. Will you trace the circle around NK? That's our ending blend. Scoot over. We have TA. We need to write NK for the ending blend. And then scoot over. We need to write the whole word by ourselves. T-A. And then what says NK? Yeah, NK. NK. Check it. You should have T-A. N. Okay, all right, let's look at number four. Oh, he is going to honk that horn. Honk is going to be our word. Honk. All right, what does the honk start with? H, ah, ah. What letter is ah, 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 o? Nk, honk. Which ending are we going to put? N-T or N-K for honk? Yes, N-K. Check it. You should have H, O. N-K. Scoot across to number five. We have a tent. Tent. It's just like scent, except we're changing the beginning letter. What letter are we going to start with for tent? T-E. And then what ending will we put for tent? Will we put N-K or N-T? Tent. N-T. Check it. You should have written T-E-N. T. We did it. You did it. I did it. We did it. I rock. You roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.